Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever encountered a system you believed was running, when in fact it had already died long ago? 2 months ago, I took Carpathy's auto research release and embodied it into a mutation engine, one that would automatically modify the files on my site, polkor.2. I let the agent run in the loop, propose a change, rebuild, evaluate the score, keep it if there was improvement, revert if there wasn't. At the time, I was completely certain I had finally found the right metaphor. On the 22nd of March, I even published a post declaring that my website was going to become a site that evolves on its own. And then, the day before I wrote that, it had already produced its last successful modification. Everything after that failed. No error messages, no warnings, no alerts. It simply sat there in silence. It wasn't until May 12th when I went back to look that I realized it had been dead for 7 weeks, and I had no idea whatsoever. The most dangerous kind of failure is never the catastrophic explosion. It's this, the silent death. Afterward, I handed the problem to 3 independent sessions and had each one investigate separately. What they uncovered was the real issue. The feedback signal from a personal IP site is far too sparse to sustain an autonomous loop. What I actually needed was not an agent that automatically rewrites my website. What I needed was a round table, a place where chat, cowork, codex, and code could mutually calibrate with me, with a human making the final call. Autonomy is not a mutation engine. Autonomy is judgment.